Well, thinking about what a big flop Auto World was, our attention was piqued by a piece in dbusiness.com by auto reporter Paul Eisenstein of the Detroit Bureau. He explores an intriguing question. Why are auto museums and auto parks so much more popular in Europe? Well, here in Michigan, the historic home of the automobile, it's kind of a tough sell to get crowds to an auto museum. Paul Eisenstein joins us now. Welcome.
Hey, good to be with you.
Your piece in dbusiness.com takes us all around Europe where these some eye-popping auto museums and parks. Take us through them. The biggest and the best of them would be?
Well, probably the biggest, and certainly the one to get the biggest attendance, is Auto World over in Wolfsburg, which is the headquarters of Volkswagen AG. And it is more than just a museum. It is a It's as close as you get in the automotive world to having something sort of like Disney World. It's an amusement park, a theme park, that literally draws millions of people every year up to this sort of far corner of Germany. Another reason why it may be that they get such a good turnout is that Europeans, for all that we talk about Americans being a car culture, Europeans seem to have such a deep bond with their vehicles. They're more seemingly more interested in the mechanicals and what have you. And they have a tendency to be drawn to automotive exhibits, museums, parks, and everything at a much greater rate than Americans are.
And so when you talk about this VW Autostadt, Auto World, how many people might come in a given year?
Oh, I haven't looked at their latest numbers, but it is several million people a year on average. It's at one point, it was something like the second or third largest theme park in all of Europe.
That's amazing. And BMW in Munich wanted its presence known. What are they doing there?
They're not quite as much of a theme park, but they have set up one really amazing complex right near their corporate headquarters in Munich. And they have entertainment space. They have a number of restaurants, and they have great exhibits showing all sorts of stuff going back to their days when they were producing airplane engines. The root, by the way, for those who don't know, of the propeller or spinner logo you have on every BMW vehicle. So that one is another major and very popular center, both locally but from people all over the world.
And yet, you know, we think about it, and here in Southeast Michigan, as we just heard from Bill Shea, Auto World was a monstrous flop. The Chrysler Museum in Auburn Hills, which was a lovely little museum, that isn't open anymore. GM really doesn't have anything. And Ford has the Henry Ford, but that's not car-centric. You're going to go see clothing and washing machines and kitchens and all kinds of things at that museum. Why is it that we are just not able to support this?
That's an interesting question. I wish I could give you a simple answer as to why we haven't been. Now, maybe we look at something that did work, which is the Henry Ford Museum. You know, if you look at that, it's really, really popular. It has had to depend on some financial support from the family and from the company itself, though it's broadened out quite a bit. In fact, its automotive exhibit was almost a secondary part of the both the Henry Ford Museum and the Greenfield Village next to it for many, many years. They expanded that about 15 years or so ago and have updated it again just recently. And in the process, they seem to have made it more important. But there are so many other things. So they do appeal to people who like locomotives and airplanes,
right,
washing machines. So maybe that's the key. Maybe Americans are more interested in a broader subject than they are in just going to automobiles.
Do you think one might make a case for the Woodward Dream Cruise being kind of our version maybe of a moving car museum? Because my word, it draws from people from all over the world.
Well, it's interesting you say that, because in many ways you're right. If you look back to how the Woodward Dream Cruise came about, the original event that it came out of was a small, traditional Park 'em on the Greens car show, car show, muscle car show down in Ferndale. And some of the organizers said, you know, that's not really fun. These cars are designed to drive. Wouldn't it be great to see everybody's GTO and 64 Mustang driving? And so they tried it, and it caught on big time. Now, there are other exhibits that seem to do very well. You go out to California, the Pebble Beach Concours and all the related events draw tens, even hundreds of thousands of people. Then again, these are one or two weekend events. So would a dream cruise work if it was every weekend for the entire year? Probably not.
Well, people, they unofficially keep it lasting all summer, but we know that.
True.
But I kind of wondered if we just maybe see cars differently in Michigan than, say, Germany, as you were describing, because it's so intrinsic to our history and culture that it's kind of like, oh, big deal.
Yeah, that does seem to be part of the issue. We call ourselves a nation on wheels, and we talk about our love affair with the car. But it doesn't seem to translate into people actually going into museums and doing things. If you look at car shows that we have, you know, seemingly every weekend over the course of the summer, it tends to be very often the same people over and over again that go to those. And here's the more worrisome thing about the U.S. is that the people who seem to really relish cars, who do support what programs there are, whether it's the smaller museums or what have you, tend to be older. We're finding that more and more young people are, well, I guess they're falling out of love with the automobile. They seem to be more interested in their smartphones and their tablets. And if they do love cars, it's because, you know, many cases they have smartphones and tablets, and they can drive them using Bluetooth or because of all the technology, like Ford Sync. There seems to be more focus on technology than on the car right now.
Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the Detroit Bureau, and his piece on auto museums in Europe can be found at dbusiness.com. Paul, thanks for talking with us today.
Great to be with you.